Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farah with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Miss Beth with ND Ventures.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good.
So glad to be here.
So glad you're here. All right, so ND Ventures. Tell me about ND Ventures. What is ND Ventures?
ND Ventures is my business that I created to take a chance on myself. ND, like indie independent, was my first step into the world, trusting myself in my own business.
I like that.
I do a lot of different things. I do bookkeeping. I can do administrative tasks. I'm a notary. I do company formation. Whenever somebody wants to create their business, I file that paperwork for them. I file BOIs right now.
BOIs. What is a BOI?
So BOI is the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. Right now, there's an injunction that is halting the requirement for it. That doesn't mean that it's never going to be required, but it is just kind of filing and saying who is in charge of a company. It was placed in place because of the Corporate Transparency Act they put in place in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of can help them figure out it's in order to stop people from creating shell companies and hiding money and things like that so that they can make sure the bad guys, quote unquote, can get caught.
So it's really designed to help the normal person like be able to be able to compete and be and not let take advantage of a system then.
Right. Yeah. And so for small businesses, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's pretty quick to file. The AICPA, which is the Board of CPAs, is still encouraging people to go ahead and file just to be on the side of caution, because the injunction goes away, then you will still be required to file, and mm-hmm. then time is of the essence because you have to file by December 31st if your business was created before 2024.
So is it all businesses that have to do this? Is it like sole proprietors, LLCs? Is it everyone?
So any entity filed through the Secretary of State is required to file it, and there are some exceptions. You can go on the FinCEN website to figure out if you are one of the exceptions. There's very few exceptions, but somebody like a tax exempt nonprofit is not required to file.
Okay.
So.
But all you other businesses out there, if you don't know about the BOI, I like to say, boy, you better know.
Right.
Because what is it I love to say? What you don't know can hurt you.
Yeah, and if you need help filing that, you can always reach out to me through my business Facebook page, which is N as in Nancy, D as in dog, Ventures.
ND Ventures. And how much is it to file something like that?
It really depends on the size of your business, how many beneficial owners are in there. It could be $50, it could be $200, so somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm somebody driving down the road listening to this right now, and I want to start a business. I'm thinking about this business. I've had it on my mind. I just don't know where to start and what to do. And when I get on the Secretary of State website, it's overwhelming.
It is.
What do I do, Beth?
Yes, you can call me to file your LLC.
Yeah.
You can also register with the Secretary of State if you feel confident in what you're filing, if you know what you're doing. But I really suggest getting some counsel on that, because you might end up filing the wrong paperwork or putting the wrong information on there. And it's just a whole cluster sometimes.
Now, Beth, if somebody's like, I just don't know. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm intimidated. But I don't know how much stuff like this costs. How is it to get in touch with you as far as like if somebody wants to file their business and stuff like that? How do you know? How do you charge? How does your structure work?
So for the business filings, there is a fee through the Texas Secretary of State. It's about $300, and then any service charge for paying. And then my fee, I charge $200, but that includes the filing of the business, the filing of the EIN, and the filing of the BOI. And that price would change if the BOI ceases to exist, but that is all wrapped in there. And then I make sure that you get all of the documents that you need. And then I also let you know that sometimes people will watch the new businesses that are filed, and then they send you letters that say, you need to pay this so and get this other thing, and you need to buy this, and then you really don't need
this date. You need to get
right.
This certificate.
And exactly. You got one, didn't you?
Yeah, I got like six.
Yeah.
I got several letters, and then I kept, but they're sneaky, and they come from Austin, and they look very official.
They really do, and you don't need any of that stuff unless they're specifically requested from somebody, and typically that wouldn't happen, so you don't need to be spending all the extra money.
See, Beth can help us. All right. So what is something else you enjoy doing?
So really my passion, what I want to work towards over time and just find the right businesses that lead me there. Because, you know, I listed all everything else I do, but some of my services can be custom. I work alongside a CPA, Mary Button CPA. She's another board member.
We know Mary Button very well.
We do. We love Mary Button. And whenever I was deciding to take a chance on myself, because I had been in all of these different parts of the business world and the corporate world, and I just felt like it wasn't really, my voice wasn't being heard in these large companies, and I wasn't being able to affect the change. I was on the front lines talking to these customers and things like that, these people that I really relate to, and I was seeing the problems in the systems, and I couldn't change anything. And I just decided, you know, I have so many skills, I have to figure out what I want to do, and I just said, I'm going to go for it. I don't know what it's going to look like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Mary's business was going through so much growth. And all these systems that she had had in place for so long were starting to get a little creaky. It was just like unstable a little bit. There was just areas where I could see there was a struggle because there was so much more that she needed to focus on. And I could see the things that she was really, really skilled at, like the things that she loved to do and really was great at. And then there were the other things that she knew how to do, but she didn't want to do them. But then some things that she knew how to do, but the system was failing. And so I had to help her figure out what the right questions were to ask, like, to figure out and trial and error and find these systems and test things out. And then finally we would test something out on one section and she would say, okay, well, we're working towards the right thing. Like, I feel the change. It's working, but this isn't perfect yet. Let's keep working on it. But then other things, we'd try 2, 3, 4 things and she'd go, I hate this. I want to pay someone to do it. I don't want to touch this anymore. That's not mine. And sometimes you gotta let go as a business owner. You gotta delegate, but it's your baby.
So you help people find the gaps.
Right.
You identify the gaps, it sounds like. You identify those gaps and then you create a system for them, mm-hmm. or you help them recognize there's a gap that they need to find a system for, or find a person for, right?
Right. Yes, because whenever you're building this business and you're so close to it and it's working, right, and you're growing, which means you're doing something right.
Right.
But then whenever it gets too much, you're going to burn out if you try to do it all. Like, do you really want to do this? Is it the fact that you know you can, but should you?
Man, I tell you what, that is the truth, sister. As I'm over here working on balloon arches at the office right now. Yeah, I feel you.
You can do it, can't you?
I can, but
do you want
it's the best use of my time. Yes, you're right.
Right.
So, how long have you been doing this? You started doing this with Mary how long ago?
About 2.5 years ago is whenever I started my business. Uh-huh. And it was slow at first. You know, I had to let it grow slowly, naturally. I didn't want to I couldn't maintain what I was doing and just until I had a full roster of clients. But as I've been doing it, I've gained people naturally, and it's really just been like really smooth and
good.
I've enjoyed it a lot.
And y'all don't know Beth, but let me tell you, Beth is cool. She's chill, she's smart, she's all these things. And so if you need a business set up, mm-hmm. if you are a small businesses that need someone to come in and kind of look and see what's going on, help you figure out what that looks like, and if you've got some gaps, or if you've grown so fast, or you know,
I do
BOI
really
filing,
so many different things.
You do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So contact Beth. Beth is a great human. She will tell you whether or not that's something she can do. How can they get in touch with you?
So our office phone number is 214-903-7691. And then I have a Facebook page, N is in Nancy, D is in Dog Ventures, or my email, beth.owen90@outlook.com.
There you go. And like I always say, it's going to be here on the Chamber page. So if you are driving, you don't remember all this information, call the Chamber. Say, who's that girl who files them BOIs and those LLCs and all the things and fills the business gaps, and we'll help get you connected.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Ms. Beth. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thanks for having me.